have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy for those who want to really know themselves. It's not for everyone. Only for those men and women around the world who want to know themselves. They want to leave hell that they've been living in all their lives, and they didn't know that all it took was to know yourself. It's for you. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? That's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, you got to do what you got to do. But you would love to continue to listen to the show as it's happening. You can. You can podcast so that you can go to your gym or whatever, shopping now that it's Christmas. You can podcast, but you can still listen to the show on your phone. On your phone. On your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. JLP talk or bond Jesse Lee Peterson Cash App. Jesse Lee Peterson Cash App. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? You know what else is amazing? We have a brand new episode of Punchy TV now. It happened yesterday, and it was amazing. Amazing Grace, how sweet it is. Punchy.tv, check it out. Brand new episode, you can podcast. And you know what else is amazing? We take all calls, but because we love the Bible Thumpers, and we understand that Bible Thumpers need a little bit more time, because it's difficult when you learn the Bible to speak normally about the things of God. So they just, you know, they're constantly thinking about Scripture. Ask you a question, but by the time you answer the question, they already got another scripture. So we say, you know what? We love the Bible Thumper, and we decided that Thursdays is and will always be Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't see your face.
Are you ready? Hallelujah. Bible Thumper Thursday, the Spirit is up in here. If anybody asks, what's the matter with me? Tell them I'm saved, sanctified, and ready for my life. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. I was counseling with someone yesterday from another world, a whole round the world, because we do counseling with everybody from around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in. You can go to Rebuilding the Man Family or Individual Counseling. You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to set up an appointment, all right? By phone, Skype, or walk-in. But be patient. If they can't get you in right away, they will. And if they say, well, I can't get you in until the next couple weeks, what they'll do is put you on the list. If someone cancel or reschedule and you're next on the list, you'll be fine. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. Bond. All right. So I was talking to someone yesterday, and he said, I was an atheist. I wasn't a Christian, he said. I wasn't raised that way. I think I was an atheist. But I've learned so much from listening to the JLP show and church and all that. And the one thing that I learned among so many things, he said, is not to take sides, not to be for or against. And he, like, that blew my mind. It's amazing to live that way. And it's the right way to live. Because all of his life, as we all have been told, you had to take sides. You had to agree or disagree. You didn't know you were set up by being told that. You have to agree or disagree. But the Spirit of Truth tell you, don't do that. Neither agree or disagree. But the spirit of evil, which lives in human beings, our parents, teachers, preachers, and others, they tell you to take a side. And then when you do take a side, a war starts, and both sides think that they are right, and neither are right. Have you noticed that people who take sides and they start to fight for what they think is right, even though they don't know what right is? It's just two devils fighting, and they never come to a final conclusion. Because every man and every woman think that what he or she believes is the right way. And if a different belief come in there, there's a problem. Don't challenge me with your belief, they say. And the devils fight. Why not be free, as this young person, this man understood, he stopped taking sides. Neither for or against. And it doesn't mean you're neutral and all that kind of mess. It just means you're not taking sides. And you're free. Do what you want with that, but that is some amazing advice. And another thing for those who want to be free, I want you to know, and this is so true, I don't even know what to do with it. But I want you to know, your thoughts, those thoughts that you're having, and for the sake of conversation, conscious conversation, Your thoughts does not belong to you. They do not belong to you. Any of them, none of them belong to you. The so-called bad or the so-called good, none of those thoughts belong to you. And as soon as you realize that and truly see that, that I am not my thoughts and they do not belong to me, the sooner you can realize that, most people won't let them go because they get a sense of identity from thoughts. I feel bad. I feel good. I feel scared. I feel lonely. I feel rich. I feel poor. I feel this and I feel that. And you won't let them go because you're getting a false sense of self. And who want to lose themselves, right? And so for you to really see that I am not my thought, it means you got to see, you're going to see that there is no you. You've just been using thoughts for a false sense of false self. And you don't want to die from your false self. You're like, what, dog? What would happen if I die from my false self? But what you don't know, what will happen immediately at the twinkling of an eye, you will cross over to the other country, into the free world, into the world where there's no time, where there's no thought, there are no thoughts, there are no feelings, there are no worries, there are no doubts, there are no tomorrow, and there's no yesterday. You will immediately enter into the perfect life, the kingdom of heaven within. And you can't figure out what that is, so don't think about, well, what does that look like? Don't worry about it. A thought about the kingdom is just a thought about the kingdom, and it's not right. It's not true. How about do it and find out? How about doing it and find out? Why don't you die from the illusion of time? There's a fate time that we think about, physical time. We got to be at work at a certain time. We got to leave at a certain time. We got to do this. That's because we're thinking about time. And so there is a time that we use on the earth for the physical self. But in reality, there is no time. It doesn't exist. All there is right now, all the time. Why not? You know, Christ said, it's Baba Thumper. Christ said that if you want a life, you got to give up a life. You got to give it up. And the life he's talking about is the false self life, the time life. You got to let that go. You've been lied to. And you truly believe that is you. And you truly believe that when people attack you, you think that you are being attacked. The mind tell you in time, you're being attacked. You're under attack. Attack back. But when you see that there is no you to attack or be attacked, you can live without taking sides. You can live without worrying about tomorrow or yesterday. You will have no past, no future. You will know that you are not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your feelings. You're not your job. You're not yesterday. You're not tomorrow. You're not weak, and you're not strong. You're not a sinner, and you're not a saint. You're not right, nor are you wrong. And you will know that everything has been done for you. All of your sins have been wiped away. Isn't that amazing? And then you would know that you have been tempted by evil, by way of thoughts, your imagination. Christ said, and I repeat, your thoughts are not my thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. They're not yours. Your imagination is not yours. Let it go. What a perfect way to live, huh? And you, men and women, male or female, you can live that way, and the children of the lie won't even know, because they will be trying to attach you, but they wouldn't even know that they can't touch you, because they'll think that you're feeling and thinking what they are feeling and thinking, whereas in the before you laid down the false life, you were feeling and thinking that way, but they don't know that a change has come. And I knew a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. A change will come. I promise you that. But you, men and women, got to work on you. And you're alone. No one can help you with this. No one can take you down into the new land or cross over into the new land, into paradise. Only you can do that with the Spirit of Truth. And the Spirit of Truth is trying to help you. It want to help you. He want to help you. The light want to help you, but you won't let it. Oh, you praise Jesus. You read the Bible. You read the Quran. You read the Talmud. And that's what the Jews read. Talmud. Yeah. Talmud. My producer tell me he black. Talmud. You can read the Catholic Bible. You can read the Olawaba Bible. You can read the Torah. You can read it till the cows come home. And still be lost. Or you can look within. Nothing wrong with reading, but not to remember, not to identify with or anything. Or you can look within and be free. Christ said, and I repeat again, when they tell you to look yonder for it, over there, don't look. They're lying. When they tell you look over there, don't look. When they tell you look over there, don't look. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom of heaven. So you can read the Torah, the Bible, the Allahu Abba book, or whatever, and still be lost. All you have is knowledge. So it's up to you. You lay down your false life by laying down thoughts. They don't belong to you. They're not yours. You don't create them. You don't come up with them. It's impossible for you to do it. The good one or the bad one. Because even the good one or bad one, they just set you up and they call themselves good. But they set you up for a fall. Because it's just a good feeling. A good feeling is just a good feeling, which is a lie. Because you live by feelings. You hurt my feelings. You make me feel good. You make me feel bad. You make me feel this. And you love that false self. Why don't you die from it? By dying from thoughts. I've been given assignments for a long time now. And one of the assignments is stop taking sides. The other assignment is I'm giving over, suggested for those who want to overcome. Stop thinking about you. Never think about you again. And see what happened. Thinking about you ain't working or is not working, isn't working. Why do you keep doing it? It's not working. It ain't helping you. Why not stop thinking about you? And God, the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Life, does not tempt anyone to temptation, period. And when people say, oh, God tempted me. Oh, God must want me to go through this. There's a reason for this. God has nothing to do with what you're going through. He's trying to prevent you from going through it by telling you to lay down the false self. You don't have to go through anything. And yet you think God is putting you through things. He is not. You've been tempted by evil, and you resist temptation by resisting thoughts. Let them pass. And the devil is busy here on earth inside of human beings. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Or should I say human beings gone crazy? ABC has reported a woman who allegedly pushed razor blades. Think about this. This female has been accused of putting razor blades into loaves of bread at two stores there in Mississippi. And she was arrested on Tuesday. This is over there in Biloxi, Mississippi. Watch this from Fox 10 News.
Tonight, these terrifying images sending shockwaves across the Gulf Coast. Razor blades in loaves of bread. Investigators say 33-year-old Camille Benson multiple razors inside bread at two Walmarts. The Walmart Supercenter on CT Switzer and the neighborhood Walmart on Pass Road. Lieutenant Candace Young with Biloxi Police say this unusual crime spree started earlier this month on December 5th when a customer found a razor blade in a banana nut muffin.
Store associates, combed through their merchandise. They couldn't find any other compromised items. Thought, hey, this is just an isolated event.
However, it wasn't. 2 days later, a customer at the neighborhood Walmart found a razor in a loaf of bread. Young says police were not called until more than a week later, after someone else at the Supercenter found razor blades in a loaf of brioche bread.
They did another sweep of their merchandise on display for sale and found multiple loaves of bread that were compromised with razor blades. They also, at that time, found a muffin that had a fish hook in it. Somebody had poked those items through the plastic packaging.
Biloxi police releasing these surveillance photos of Benson early Tuesday. And just hours after they were released, investigators say someone spotted Benson here on Division Street, leading to her arrest.
Amazing, huh? What do you think drove her, if the story is true, according to the story, what do you think drove her to do that? The same dark, evil, wicked spirit that drives you to be afraid, that drives you to be lonely, that drives you to take sides, that drives you to think about you, that drives you to have suicidal thoughts, that drives you to become a drug addict, running away from reality, false self. It's the same spirit that drives you to go to war, drives you to gossip, to drive you to get revenge or try to get revenge. It's the same spirit that drives you to think about your color, that drives you to think that somebody else can hold you down in life, can hold you back, or blame someone else for your situation. It's the same spirit around the world. She was tempted with thoughts. And she went with it, thinking that those thoughts were her own, if this is true. Isn't that amazing? It's the same thought that caused you to get angry and lash out or blame someone else that you are angry. You made me mad. You made me angry. If you had not done that, I would have been angry. Or frustrated, which is still anger. Or resentful, which is still anger. You got to be foolish. Out of your mind to get angry. Really, you got to be out of your mind to get mad or resentful. So God does not tempt you. God is not giving you pain to make you see something, think something, or want you to go through this because he's trying to teach you something. That's not true. Why would he make you free and then tempt you? It's all like human beings. human beings. That's what human beings do to each other, because human beings, the nature of human beings is evil. James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted. Listen to this. Listen to the word. It's in the word. I'm not making it up. For the Bible thumper, well, where is that in the Bible? Is that in the Bible? They read it in the Bible over and over again, but yet they ignore it because they give in to temptation, and then they think it's from God. James 1:13. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. Don't ever say that again. You're lying on God. Waiting on God, waiting on God. He waiting on you. God does not tempt you. He has no reason to. He is love. He sent his son to set you free from the tempter, and yet you accuse him of tempting you. God must want me to go through this so I can learn some kind of lesson. That's a lie. He doesn't need to teach you a lesson. Why would he want to teach you a lesson? So he's going to give you pain to teach you a lesson, and you're crazy enough to believe that. All in the name. Let no one say he is tempted. I am being tempted by God. No, you're not, fool. Don't say that. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. He cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Get that in your skull. You're not suffering because of God. You're not suffering psychologically and emotionally because of God. He doesn't want you to suffer. He wants you to be free. That's why he sent the freedom train, so you can be free. And I promise you, I'm not just saying this. When you see that you're tempted by thoughts which are not your own, you will never be tempted again. You will never give in to temptation again. You will never give in to temptation again. When you realize thoughts are tempting you, evil is tempting you, it's not even you tempting you. James 1:13. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Take God out of the hell that you're living in, and just realize you've been tempted by evil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist thoughts, which are not your own. You don't own them. They're not yours. They're not you. Resist them and you'll be free. And it's going to, you know, once you start doing it, it's like you're going to want, ain't no way in hell I'm going back to hell. I'm going to resist temptation. 888-7753-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Merry Christmas. And like these videos. Like the videos. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to save a life? Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. A couple quick announcements. Merry Christmas. Support us on social media. Like the videos and do all that wonderful stuff. Y'all know what to do better than I do. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, cozy.tv/JLP. Like, follow, comment, subscribe. Why don't you lay your weapons down and stop fighting with the devil? Inside of mine and inside of other people. Why don't you just live? You can just live. You don't have to be in conflict. Inside yourself or outside of yourself, inside of others. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy and wisdom. Given to him by God. And he, even though he is an anchor baby, is giving back to his country. He doesn't have to worry about ICE. Because ICE love the anchor baby and the anchor baby love ICE. Because anchor baby giving back to America. Amazing, huh? From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And then tonight, ladies, the ladies' forum, every third Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And it's the last one for this year. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have a hootin' any other time. I can't wait. Ladies' forum tonight. You don't want to miss it. And ladies come from around the world to the ladies' forums and to Sunday morning fellowship. So at 7 p.m., come on down, ladies, and check out Punchy's TV. A brand new episode of Punchy TV. You know, check it out. You can podcast it. Amazing, huh? I want to go back to the busy phone. Can you imagine this woman, if this story is true, going to the stores and pushing razor blades into the bread? You know Satan had to have her to do that. Just like he's tempting you to hate yourself and other people. He's tempting you to think that you are what you think and what you feel. He's tempting you to think that there's something you can do about your own life. He tempts you to be shy or afraid or want to be like someone else instead of being you. I want to be like my mama. You don't want to be like your mama. Everyone, there's something different about everyone. Why not be that person that you created to be and not want to be like your mama, your daddy, or anyone? Why not be you? Be one, be whole, be you. It works better that way. You can have perfect life right here on earth. And the same spirit, if the story is true, that made this woman go out and put razor blades in bread, it's the same spirit that drives you to misery. It's the same spirit that gives you a showcase personality. You present yourself one way on the outside, but inside, that's not who you are. But it doesn't have to be that way. It can change at the twinkling of an eye. Remember when you said you're coming back as a twinkling of an eye? Come out of those thoughts, and you and the truth will be one. You will never be divided again. You will be whole. But as long as you believe that your thoughts are your own and that you're creating them, you're going to be in misery. And no pill, no person can change it. I want to go to Gustavo out of California. Gustavo, you are on the air.
Good morning, you guys. How you guys doing?
All is well. Good morning.
I'm looking to answer the biblical question.
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
Well, what it means is that they're praying that they go to heaven.
When they say, my prayer go out, they're praying that the person go to heaven?
Yeah.
And why do you say that?
Why else would they be praying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
It doesn't make any sense for them to pray. That person's gone, and nothing has happened to their family members. So who are they praying for?
Well, they say they're praying for the victims and their family members.
The family members are fine. They're alive. The only one that's dead is he's gone, you know. That person's gone.
Oh,
so it must mean that they're praying for their salvation. They're praying for their soul to rest. That's what they're praying for.
Heaven. Amazing. I want to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday, and I'll put my little two cents in then. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to ask one more question.
Yes, sir.
You said God doesn't bring trouble to you or anything like that, which is true. Right?
God does not tempt you.
Right. He does not tempt you.
Right.
But I have a question. So does God come in, like let's say you're living all most of your life, your 10 years of your life, not knowing you have health problems or problems yourself, and then he puts a doctor or a few doctors your way, and he starts to make you better. Is that him doing his work? Because only good things come from him. So I'm wondering, is that God's work, or whose work is that?
Well, for sure, when you really, really find a good doctor who recognizes that his talents are given to him by God, it's not his own, then that is from God. But then there are doctors from hell, too, who are just there to make money and build their egos, and they don't care about the patients at all.
Okay, but what I mean is, like, if like the doctor comes and starts to fix me up, right? Is that by God, by him sending him to me? Come and fix me.
If he recognizes that his talent is from God and not his own, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know about your doctor, so I don't know your doctor. I'm just saying there are doctors who recognize that they have been given the gift. It's not their own to help people in a physical way in that way. So, but there are those doctors who think that they're their own God. And so you be aware of that.
Okay. That's good to know.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. 888-7753-773. Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
How's it going?
All is well.
So two nights ago, I had a good day, you know, working, and I got home. Now I'm staying prison, so I'm just cooking and studying, doing my stuff. And then when I went to bed, my thoughts, like I had a thought, I catched it and I let it go. But then I had many more coming after that. And those were lustful thoughts. And because one of the things for me that was hard as a child was I got into sexual relationships a lot with women. That was my way out, like my way of coping with things. And so that was always like my, like I never smoke or do drugs or anything. That was my, like my only flaw, I could say. And man, I didn't like, the thoughts were they were giving me like a lot of thoughts about it, and I almost called like an ex-girlfriend, and like the thoughts were going crazy, but just like, you know what? Let's have true courage here and just like let it go. Cause I know it's not me, but it felt like me. The devil was telling me the same thing he told Eve, like, oh, Brendan, you know what you want. You can do whatever you want. You know you want it. Why don't you go for it? And like, I swear, like, I really wanted to, but it wasn't me wanted to. You know, it was the devil because he doesn't want to depart from me. So I just like, man, I just like took it in, man, took it all in. It lasted for maybe 30, 45 minutes. I was shaking in my beds, and for the like couple months ago when it happened, I just like went along with it because I couldn't endure it. But this time I was like, no, I'm going all the way through. Like there's no way I'm going back to hell. And after 45 minutes, it just stopped. I fell asleep, and what it led me to see is that once you overcome those things in yourself, you overcome the world too, because the day after, like, you know, it's like the devil knows what you like and what you used to be into. And like, I work deliveries, and many girls, like, there were girls like answering their doors, like almost naked, JC. I swear it's true. Like one girl only had a bra on. I was like, what? And I just look her in the eye. I just say, hey, here's your order. Thank you. Have a good day. And the thugs were telling me, like, oh, ask her number. Like, oh, go out with her, call her, whatever. And I just, like, let it go. But I was able to go through those things to the world because I'm overcoming what's in me first. And once you overcome what's in you, it's way easier to overcome the world after that.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, man, and just see. Continue to see that those thoughts are temptations from evil and not from you, and that they are not your own. Don't identify with them by calling them you. Don't fight with them. Just be aware, and it's only going to get clearer and clearer and clearer, and everything will change by itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to see now. It's easier to let it go, actually, than to go back to hell.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing. Well, you stay with it. That's amazing.
Thank you, Jesse.
Nice.
And
Merry
Christmas. You are about to say Merry Christmas, right?
Yes. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Let's have a white, beautiful Christmas with a lot of snow. It's not snowing in California, huh? Is it?
It snows up in the mountain.
Oh, but not like
Yep, that's right.
In the mountain where you can go snow, but down in the valley, it does not snow.
Hey, do you like snow?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah, snow's nice. We have a lot of snow in Montreal. Like, we had a big snowstorm, like, 2 days ago.
I've hardly driven in snow, though. I wouldn't trust myself driving in the snow. My friend drove us in the snow, and we drove off the mountain in Yosemite.
you need a... Here we have winter tires because a lot of people get into car accidents in the snow time.
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, at least one accident a day in Montreal because people, like, they drive fast and it's really, like, slippery and some people get hurt and everything.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Brendan, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too.
And
thanks.
Stay with it.
I will. I'll call you back.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Hey, what do you think about this song? Do y'all like this song? If yes, hit one. If no, hit two. Right?
Right. Yes is good. Two is bad.
I hope you can hear it. I'm going to put my mic down to it. I just got it today, so I want to know what y'all think about it.
You have to turn up the volume, too, right?
What?
You have to turn up the volume on your iPad, probably.
Oh, on the iPad?
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe it's up.
Down in Alabama, I learned what I was and who I am. I learned how to pray and to give a damn.
Whoa. Country air, so take me back to those cotton fields.
Amazing. I love that song. What do y'all think? Hit one if you like it. Two if no, you dislike it. But amazing. Thank you. 888-77-5-3.
888-77-JESSE.
Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Soul Callus during Punchy.
What do you think about that song?
That was nice. Was it real or AI?
I don't know. It was sent to me this morning by... Greg.
Oh.
And he made a song before for us.
Right.
No, Greg sent it.
Yeah, so maybe it is real.
It may be real. But whatever, Greg, I like that one, buddy. I haven't heard the other two yet.
Indeed.
But I like that one. Amazing. Okay.
So Callus over on Cash App during Punchy TV, during the Punchy TV stream, says amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. You can Cash App Bond JLP. Mark said support Bond to support others. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Amazing.
Zen says it is what it is and is also just a word. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, very generous, very, very generous, says spread the love over on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you for helping us to help others. Thank you.
Danny. All right, Jesse and the lads. I loved President Trump's reply to that bloke's death, and it couldn't have been more perfect. The ungrateful swines over there better think themselves lucky that you have this man as a leader. What I do to have him in England. James, what manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing.
Very nice. Patrick answering the biblical question.
What, when people say my prayers goes out, what do they mean?
Please recognize me as a thoughtful and considerate person. Saying my prayers go out is like saying, for the record, I'm not an evil, selfish, or sinister person. Here's a perfect opportunity for me to prove it by expressing fake care. Thank you, Patrick. Oh,
thank you.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours ago, and I'll come back. Thank you all, your phone calls and your super chat. Hate news, not the fake news. Not all, but most.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this old here world. Be alert. Beware. Make sure you check your banana bread, banana nut muffins for razors before you bite all into them so carelessly. It's like the story of Gideon in the Bible. The men who were looking around while drinking their water, they went on to do great things. Whereas the men who just dunked their faces in the water and drank it the easy way, but unawares, they said, "Nah, you run along. You're not ready." Terrible. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers if and only if we love anybody. All right? There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, young or old. You are welcome to call in if you haven't already gotten on air. And if you're not already on hold, you know. So, Kami Nonsense Network, CNN reporting, a Blue Origin, that's the Amazon-owned owner, Jeff Bezos' thingy-majigger, space company, Blue Origin rocket set to launch a history-making flight today with the first ever wheelchair user to travel to space. Inclusive. Disability pride. Kami Nonsense Network. The mission represents a groundbreaking moment for people with so-called disabilities, or better known as handicaps. They have a handicap, all right? And mobility challenges. Very cool. Did you catch the presidential address last night? Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, delivered a prime time address. He interrupted, I think, Dancing with the Stars, I heard. Or something. I don't know. I don't watch those shows. To the nation on Wednesday, as well as to the non-nation people, right, who are living in our nation, polluting it, some might say, touting his economic achievements despite many Americans' concerns about affordability. He opened his speech airing grievances against the evil demon rats, I call them, but he called them Democrats, and his predecessor, former so-called President Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, blaming them for inflation and rising health care costs. And indeed, Obama said it to go off like crazy, like a time bomb. The president, Donald J. Trump, went on to pledge fresh relief for Americans in 2026, pointing to new tax measures passed under Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill. Throughout the address, Trump defended his administration's actions from tariffs to immigration crackdown, though he repeated several what Kami Nonsense claims to be false claims that have previously been debunked. So claim they. Who knows what the truth is? Christmas checks won more than 1.4 million members of the U.S. military will receive checks for $1,776 before Christmas, President Trump announced Wednesday. Trump called the payment the Warrior Dividend to honor the country's founding in 1776, in the year of our Lord. Nice. Trump did not specify how the initiative would be funded, but credited his tariffs for bringing in revenue. Quote, "We made a lot more money than anybody thought because of tariffs. Nobody deserves it more than our military, and I say congratulations to everybody," Trump said. A senior administration official told Kami Nonsense, "The Pentagon has been directed to distribute $2.6 billion in a one-time basic allowance for a housing supplement to all eligible service members in pay grades 06 and below. 0-6 and below. And Brown University, that manhunt is still going on after that mass shooting this past Saturday at a one of those stadium seating, classroom thingamajiggers. Enters another day, I think day six or something like that, without a suspect in custody. Crazy. Authorities stress community tips are crucial for resolving the case. Police Wednesday asked for the public's help identifying a person of interest shown in a photo who crossed paths with the person of interest. A person in the photo who crossed paths with the person of interest. So authorities released a map of his whereabouts that they've spotted him. So what a mess. Two students dead and nine injured at that Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races. with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling. Excuse me. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? My prayers go out, what do they mean? Have you ever wondered that? And you hear it all the time. They throw it out so fast it makes you dizzy. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show because you got to run around and do this or that, you can still listen to the show on your phone around the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line. You can podcast, but you still can hear it as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, Thursdays is, as you always, let it be known, let it be written, let it be said. Bible Thumper Thursday.
Pastor, what's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated. What's going on?
Of a Baptist church. Baptist. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
What the? Amazing. White people ain't got no business acting like that. That is black. I'm sorry. That's totally black. What? Nah. Becoming like what you hate. The spirit is up in here, they say. I want to know, and then I get back to the calls. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. And my producer, he black, put together an amazing show today. Amazing show. He's from X. A woman recounts how her husband checked with her before helping two female strangers reach an item from a high chef at Kroger, stating, he looked at me. The fact that he knew he needed permission. So this guy was going to help these women reach up and get an item for them on a high chef there. This female is saying that he looked at her before he was able to help them because he knew he needed permission to help those ladies. Can we say beta? Even before we see this, if it's true, and I haven't seen it yet. Can we say beta? What a beta. Watch this from X. Beta!
Y'all, I'm in Kroger. And you would not believe the audacity some people have. Me and my husband are in the shopping. My husband, the baby. Uh-oh, miss the baby. We in Kroger shopping. We on the aisle. Now I'm looking at stuff. And this woman is with another woman. And she's like, sir,
Excuse me, sir. Can you reach this off the top shelf for me? We're short. I look at them. I look at him. He look at me. He said, boo. The fact that he knew he needed permission to help these people, and the fact that they thought they could just ask him and he was going to move for them. The audacity. Ain't that right, boo? That done tickled my soul.
What a bitch. What a bitch. And what a beta, is that true? What the?
Beta!
What a bitch. What a mess. My cut. What? Is it in my packet? Oh, what is it? He's talking to me in my headset. What is it? Oh, all right. My producer told me there's a part two to this, and he just found it, so that's why he didn't have it in advance. He black, but he's one of the best producers that we've ever had here. So this is from X2, right? Okay, watch this. It's a follow-up to this female.
So I say that to say this. If you are in the store, married or single, by yourself, and you need help, and you notice that the man that you about to ask help from is with a woman, the correct thing to say is, excuse me, ma'am, is it okay if your husband can help me get something from the shelf? Don't put that man in that weird situation, because my husband's like, he didn't flinch, he didn't move, he looked at me, he like, boo. And we both knew what that boo meant, so, but have a good day.
What a bitch. Yeah, I'll boo you right out of that store. What the? I hope this is not true. I hope she's just playing. This is sad. I hope she's joking. I'm hoping that she's joking. What a beta, if it's true. My producer, who is black, is telling me this reminds him of his auntie. She is too huge. What do you say? She's too cute, too? What?
I just said, yeah, she's huge, too.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah, and so is he.
Amazing. You know what? My country is gone. My country is never coming back. But you could be free. You could be free. And I just want to remind you of this. This is sad. This should not be. Women hate men that they can control like that, if it's true with him. Women hate weak men. They hate them. But they love hate. They hate them, and then they love what they hate. Because when you have hatred, you love what you hate. When you have anger, which is hatred, you love what you hate. Whenever you say, I hate that, I hate him, I hate her, you love what you hate. Black family men going shopping with their wife. What a sad way. You're not supposed to go shopping with your wife. You're not supposed to go shopping with your wife. You're not supposed to go into the delivery room when she's having a baby. It's the most gross thing you ever want to see, a baby coming out of a womb. It's a turnoff. And it's not meant for you to be in there to see that. But don't do it just because I want my husband in the delivery room with me. I want him. You're not even supposed to be going to the follow-up checkup when they're pregnant. Why don't you be a man for a change and lead the way instead of following what she says? listen to this from Ephesians. They're not my words. I'm just saying what's in the word. It's in the word. They're not my words. I'm telling you what's in the word. Ephesians 5:23. For the husband is the head of his wife. For the husband is the head of his wife. Now, if you got to look at her before you can help somebody else, you ain't the head. And that's why she's grinning and looking stupid, because she knows it. And she hates you. And she'll destroy your children because you're weak. For the husband is the head of his wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, meaning the head of man. The head of man. And the man is the church. Your body is the temple. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body. And is himself his Savior. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of the woman. Your body is the temple of the church. And that's why you're not supposed to be killing babies in there. Men, your wife should not be the head of you. It's not the order, and it doesn't work. And even though she love hate it, she hate it. Because in her nature, her natural nature, not the false one, she's longing for the husband to lead her in the right way. As her husband is longing for Christ to lead him. Why not just do it right and don't do what the world do? Come out of the world, be in it, but not of it. You can live that way. According to Ephesians 5:23, for the husband is the head of his wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. You don't even have to be a Christian to believe that. It's just so true. It just is. You could be an atheist and just know that and live that way. What the? You can be an atheist and live that way. You can even be an Allahu Akbar and live that way. It's just the way it is. Some things never change. And that order, that rule never changes. And that's why marriages don't work today. Because men, they're like, I go along with her just to keep the peace. You ain't got no peace if you got to keep the peace. What peace are you trying to keep? And then while the man is trying to keep peace with the woman, she's destroying him and her children or his children. Because the man trying to keep peace, he's saying, I'm not even protecting my children from her. And the kid suffers. And then when the kids grow up and becoming a problem, they blame it on him or her, the child. They don't say, well, the mother was evil and I didn't protect my children from her because I was trying to keep the peace with the mother myself. I was afraid of her. What a mess! Man, you don't have to ask your wife, could you help somebody at the store? This helper is lying. I'm hoping it's just a TikTok thing where she's trying to get some attention. I hope for that man's sake and his children it's not true. Amazing, huh? 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. Let me go to Jerry out of Virginia. Jerry, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, I got a truth about the Bible.
Okay.
You know, if you Google how many Bibles there are, the Google will tell you it's over 500 Bibles. And people, I guess the Christians are thinking that all of them are God's word, but if they think that, then if they would be thinking that it takes a God over 500 tries to get something right. You know what I mean?
You say what now?
If they believe that all that is God's word and 500 Bibles, then they'd be believing that it takes him 500 sometimes to get something right.
I had thought of that, but you may have a point there.
He done it one time. It was, and the reason you could tell is the name of the Bible's changed, because it was a Geneva Bible before the King James, but the King James is the first fully legible Bible that was called the Holy Bible. There was one before the King James, which was the Bishop's Bible, was called the Holy Bible, but there's words, it's got misspelled words in there so bad you can't make out what it is. It's not fully legible, but the King James is.
Amazing. And I've noticed that the people who read the King James Bible, they are still lost, even though they read the Bible. Have you noticed that?
No, I ain't never noticed that.
Yeah, people who read the King James or any Bible are still lost. They have no peace. Have you noticed that?
I don't know if I've noticed that. I ain't really paid attention to it.
Do you read the King James Bible?
I read the King James.
Do you have perfect peace?
Pretty good peace.
Do you have perfect peace?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes, maybe.
Do you have perfect peace?
I can't answer that, Jesse.
I rest my case. What now? What's the purpose of reading the Bible if you're not gonna have peace?
It's just to understand the truth, I guess.
But if you don't have peace, it means you don't have understanding of the truth.
Well, I don't know. It's reasoning.
Reason what? The reason you don't have peace?
No, reasoning of the scriptures gives you peace.
But no one that reads the scriptures have peace.
Huh?
No one that reads the scriptures, they don't have perfect peace.
Maybe not. I don't know.
You said you don't have it.
I said I can't answer that.
Why can't you answer if you have perfect peace or not? Do you have it or don't you have it?
Well, let me see. What about perfect love?
How about perfect peace? Do you have perfect peace?
I can't answer that, Jesse.
And why not?
Cause.
Cause what?
It could be a lie one way or the other.
What?
I said it could be a lie one way or the other.
What do you mean by that?
Well, not really knowing if I have perfect peace or not. I might be saying I don't when I do, and then.
But if you have perfect peace, you would know it. Why would you have perfect peace and not know it? That doesn't make sense.
How would you know? I don't know. How would you know that if you had perfect peace?
Once you get it and find out.
Well, maybe I will.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you, Jerry. Amazing.
All right.
Bye now. Like this video. Let me go to Eric, our first-time caller out of Ohio. Eric, you are on the air.
Hey, am I talking to the great one right now?
You are on the air with Jesse.
Jesse, give me a what the?
what the? Amazing.
Okay. Mr. Jesse, so I want to talk to you, man, because I deeply identify with forgiving the mother, okay? I got a lot of anger in me, and I have moments of peace in my life, but they're fleeting. okay? And the first time I heard you say, forgiving the mother will set you free, it almost all clicked inside my head, right? Like everything, all the problems and issues that I have in my relationship today are a reflection on my mother's behavior.
Yep.
I noticed that broken women that come from a broken home, the father wasn't around, the mother was on drugs, or the mother was chasing other men around.
Or the mother was a Christian.
You can almost always, if the mother was a Christian, I don't know.
Yeah, the but mother was Christian. The Christian's mother do the same thing to the children.
Do they?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
but I can't answer to that, Jesse. All I can tell is from the situation that I find myself in now.
And what's that situation now?
Well, because I started having problems in my relationship, and I found myself losing touch with my relationship and what almost happened in my family years ago was almost repeating itself as an adult, to where my partner was upset with me because I wouldn't go along with these nonsense bullshit politics. Oops, excuse me, Jesse. Nonsense bull cucky politics of today. She started to seek attention elsewhere to hear what she wanted to hear, because I would not tell her what she wanted to hear because I'm not a beta.
So this was your wife, okay? You say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't tell her what she wanted
Why
to hear.
Why did you call your wife your partner instead of your wife?
Because we're not really married. We never got married.
And why not?
We've been... Jesse, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened. I just started living my life. I took care of her. I was a musician. I had got her pregnant, and I quit everything I loved to do to make a life for her and baby. And she was a good woman, man. She really isn't a bad woman.
But there's
she
no such good... thing as a good woman.
Okay. I remember that. I ain't got nothing to fight with you about, Jesse, because I agree with you on so much things, man. But I still haven't forgave my mother.
And why not?
Because, man, I almost don't know how to even, like, how do I do it, man? Like,
mother,
what do
I'm
do?
Sorry for resenting you. I realize I do resent you. And I realize now that you can help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you. And that's all you need to say, and God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Don't apologize for anything, but admit that you do resent her, and God
yeah.
will forgive you.
Wow, man. That's really powerful stuff, Jesse. Thank you. I appreciate the talk, man.
And forgive your father for not protecting you from her. He didn't know how to deal with her. He loved
yeah.
you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. His mother was a really good woman.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. No such thing as a good woman.
You crazy, Jesse. I love you, brother. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time. I'm gonna call you again, okay?
All right. Let me know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Mike, a first-time caller out of Orange County, California. Mike, you are on the air.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Merry Christmas. I wanted to answer the question, at least give it a shot.
Why, when people say, my prayers goes out, what do they mean?
So what I think people are doing most of the time when they say that is they're hearing something bad about something and they're feeling bad about it. So in order to make themselves feel better, they'll say, my prayers go out to them, meaning down in their heart, they actually mean, I feel bad and I do want something better to happen for you. But in actuality, it's more of a selfish making themselves feel better, just saying it out loud.
So inwardly, they're feeling bad about themselves. So they say that out loud to try to make themselves feel good?
That's exactly right. It makes them feel better than they did a second ago before they said that.
Interesting. That's amazing. Now,
I can say I have told people one-on-one that feel the same way I do about Christ, that I will pray for you, and I have prayed for them. And in the prayers, I leave it up to God because I don't know what the answer is or what's best for them. But I have put it out there thinking that maybe that would do something. And how that's just a personal thing.
And how do you pray for others?
I pray for others by saying, I know that somebody is going through something. I don't know if this is God's way of showing them a better way or if this is the way that they're supposed to go through it. Everybody goes through their own thing. God has a plan for everybody. I pray that maybe something good will come out of it for them, but I do know they're suffering, and I would like God to, do his thing. It's not up to me. I don't know what his thing is supposed to be.
You believe that God put, you believe that God put people through things to try to show them something?
I believe people go through things for free will, but I believe God has a plan for everybody.
Do you believe that God put people through things to try to show them something?
I do, actually.
God do that? Why would God try to put you through pain to show you something? That doesn't make sense.
Not so much put you through pain,
Why would God put you through anything to try to show you something?
Well, he's putting you through life, and that's what comes with life.
But there's no pain in life.
Mentally or physically?
There is no pain in life.
There is only what you allow there to be?
There is no pain in life.
And what comes after life?
Life always is. Nothing comes after life.
Okay, so then there is no pain throughout everything.
There's no pain in life. I promise you that.
People just make a word pain and then make pain in their own lives?
What a mess!
Right? I mean...
People who have pain? Yeah. I'm not talking about physical pain of the body, but people who have psychological and emotional pain are dying. They're dead. Their eyes are open.
I believe
their
that.
Breath, but they're not. They don't have life. They only have death. Life has no pain in it at all, and it's forever.
Is that a being in the present and understanding that?
It's been one with truth.
And letting the spirit of truth through you.
Let it work through you. And it only has life. It has no pain. It has no reason to make you suffer. It has no reason to make you feel bad. It doesn't put you through anything. Life is life.
So the praying, even the praying that I do, sometimes for others,
it's a waste of time.
There is no pain. So what I'm...
Hold on, Mike. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Oh.
Christmas is next week. Next Thursday, I believe, is Christmas. Am I right, Hake?
That's right.
Next Thursday. So get your orders in, your merch order for your Christmas presents, either for yourself or others. And be patient, because the closer it gets to Christmas, it's going to take a little bit longer to receive them. All right? So if you should get one and it's not what you exactly order, ship it back to the company, and they'll send the right one in for you. But be patient, because the post office is packed, and the delivery service are packed. And I've been telling you all along, order now, so they can get to you in time. So be patient, all right? Our coffee, Punchy's Coffee. A lot of people order Punchy Coffee for Christmas time. Amazing coffee. The merch, the books, the T-shirts, the mugs, the I will sign the book, indicate who you want the book to be signed, if you want them signed. Sign it to and put the name of the person or people, and I will do it. Sign them for you. Amazing books. For Rage to Responsibility, my first one. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. And then the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little small pocket guide for men and women who, if you do the steps, you can't go wrong. You carry it around with you. A little easy read. You kind of black. I mean, you're real easy to read. 7 steps. And then the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. An amazing book. It's like brain on home. The antidote is just bring it all in and make it clear. Even though all the books make it clear. I will sign them, all right? And so get your orders in for shirts and mugs and everything by going to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. 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 Or jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And last but not least for now, get your shout-outs in so I can get your shout-outs out. Birthday shout-outs, Merry Christmas shout-out, Happy New Year shout-outs, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout-out is, go to Cameo, C-A-M-E-O, .com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And I'll do the shout outs for you. And the shout outs are amazing. If I have to say so myself, shout out to the shout outs, to Cameo, personal shout outs. Did people like the song, Hake?
Yeah, I think people overall liked the song. I didn't see many or perhaps even any twos that I noticed
right
watching
on.
The chat.
I love that song. What the? Amazing. Let me go to back to Mike, a first-time caller out of Orange County. Mike.
Yes, sir. Still here.
So do you see that when you pray for others, you don't know what you're praying for?
I do. I did have one question on that, though.
Okay.
So when you do pray, so I have people in my family, and one thing I do pray for, is this a waste of time? I pray that they will be closer to God, find their way closer to God. I pray that God may help in some way of bringing them closer to Him, so they may see His light and be delivered under His grace.
And why do you pray that?
Because I desperately don't want them to live a life of evilness, you know, a life that's not their best life that God intended for them.
And why not? Why do you not want that for them?
Because I love them.
If you love them, why would you not want that for them?
Why would I not want them to have a bad life? Why would I want them to be closer to God if I love them?
Yeah.
Because I want them to, I feel that God has been a great part in my life, and I would love for God to be a great part in their life and bring their life higher.
But suppose they don't want that.
Salvation.
But why? But
that's a problem.
But suppose they don't want that. Why are you praying for something that they don't even want for themselves?
I feel like they're in some kind of a cloud, and they don't know how good God is because they weren't raised with that.
Why would you pray for something that they don't want for themselves?
I guess I feel that I know more than they do, and I feel like they do want that for themselves. You know? I mean, I would like to think that everybody wants that for themselves. I know that's not true.
They don't want that for themselves. Most people don't want that. Most people love their misery. They love their thrills.
And that's a hard thing to understand, you know, being raised in the church, that you don't want the best for everybody, you know?
God knows that they don't want it, and so he leaves them in their misery. Why won't you do the same thing? Do you think God loves us all?
Yes, 100%.
And so God loves us all, but yet he leaves you in your misery, and he is not concerned about it. He's not thinking about it. Why don't you do the same thing?
I see exactly what you're saying. You're saying that me facilitating, continuing to do that is kind of keeping me a little bit in their misery.
Because you wanted something that they don't even want for themselves.
Exactly. Yeah, I see what you're saying. And that makes a lot of sense.
So why do you keep praying for family members and friends and enemies who don't want that? Why do you ask God to do something for them that they don't want? And plus, it's already been done, but they don't want it.
Right.
Why would you pray for that then?
I guess I'm stuck on a record that just keeps spinning, a broken record.
And plus, didn't God say you don't know what to ask for? You don't know what to pray for?
Yeah, that's why I leave it in his hands. I know.
So
I don't.
Why do you keep praying for that for them?
Just out of, I guess, that childhood, you know, being naive, wanting everybody to have God.
But why do you, I understand that, but do you understand you're not supposed to want for everyone to have God? They don't even want it.
Yeah, that's the hard part. I guess I never really understood.
And why not?
You know, I shouldn't want that for everybody. Because right. I just feel he's so great, you know.
But if you knew that he was so great, you would not be praying for that for others.
Yeah, because he knows what he's doing. Yeah, I totally get it.
And he knows that those who are not with him, they don't want to be with him. They love their hell. And so he in their hell. He'll leave your wife, your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sister, your friends, your coworkers, your everybody. He leaves them in their hell because he knows that's where they want to be. So he doesn't judge them. He leaves them in their hell. Why don't you do the same?
Yeah, that's a hard human part where you grow up with people and, you know, you're raised with them and they're your family, and it's hard not to feel miserable that they're miserable, you know. It's hard not to do that.
But if you're one with God, how can you feel miserable that others are miserable? How is that possible?
It feels like there's just that level of empathy. It's like it's almost uncontrollable.
But
you know, you see it with other people and you feel so bad.
Why? In God, there is no feeling. He's a dispassionate God. He's not feeling anything about anyone else living in their hell. Anyone.
Oh, see, like, I never thought of that. I never even knew that.
In God, there is no pain or feelings.
Because, I mean, isn't there a part, though, that says, you know, after God did flood the earth, he did weep, and then he said he would never do that to mankind again?
Well, they said Christ wept, but that's a whole different story.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand. Yeah, that's different. I thought it was the actual Lord, not a piece of the Trinity.
But how is it, because of time, how is it that Mike, can be one with God and you're feeling anything for somebody else? How is that possible?
That's again, just selfishness on my part. I gotta get past it. And I understand time, so yeah, it's a lot to think about. And
I'm talking about your own wife, your own children, adult children, your own everybody. You don't have a right to feel anything for anyone about anything. That's not love. That's hate.
All right, I'll start living that way, and I really appreciate it, Jesse. I mean, that first time I called, and I got you know exactly what I was looking for. So, thank you, and Merry Christmas, brother.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am. I am doing the silent prayer, and I'm practicing trying to be present. That is almost one of the hardest things I've ever tried to do.
Are you doing the prayer every morning, every night?
I don't do it every single night. I do it in the morning every time I wake up. And at nighttime, you start watching TV, start falling asleep. I'm just honest. Like, I don't do it every night.
So how will the truth...
In the morning, it's easy.
How will the truth reward you if you don't do what it tells you to do?
Right. No, I'm with you. There's a lot of things I need to do right. Better, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, just keep working on it. And you keep watching your show. And I'll just keep getting better at it.
Stay with it, all right?
Thank you, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Let me go to Chad, a first-time call out of Texas. Chad, you are on the air.
How are you doing, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Good to hear. No, I just had a question. I just started tuning in maybe this last week. I didn't even know you had a podcast. I've seen clips on YouTube and everything. But my question was about the mark of Cain, and what do you think or believe that the mark of Cain is?
The mark of who?
Cain.
Cain?
Yes, sir. C-A-I-N. Cain. Abel's brother.
And what do you mean by the mark of him?
What do you believe the mark is?
You know what you're talking about, Jay?
You know, there was a mark put upon Cain that, you know, he would be identified by a mark.
Yeah, God put a mark on him to prevent people from killing him because he committed murder against Abel or something like that.
Uh-huh.
He's like, right. If I go somewhere, they're going to kill me. And God put a mark on him so that they wouldn't kill him.
So God was looking out for him?
Yes.
So God was looking out for him. That's what it was.
So, what do you believe the mark was, is what I'm asking.
I have no idea, but it's an interesting question. What made you think about all that?
Oh, I think on the scriptures all the time. That's all that's on my mind.
And
that's the only thing in this world. It's the only thing in this world that can bring one peace to know the word, for the word was our Messiah. So, to spend time and thought on that, I think, is probably one of the best things we can do in this world. And that's all I was asking. This is a Bible bumper.
Right. It's a Bible bumper. Right on. I'm glad you asked. But and the reason that the scripture is always on your mind is what?
Well, I think it's the greatest thing we have in the world is the word. And the word was made flesh, so I'd like to know everything about it I can.
But why, and because of that, you keep the you read the Bible and keep it on your mind?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in the word.
But you're never going to know God that way.
Okay. Could you expound on that?
The only way you're going to know God, because you could read the Bible and remember the scriptures and keep the scriptures on your mind, but those are just scriptures and ideas about God and intellectual thinking about God, and all those things will keep you away from God. The best way to know God is to not think about God. If you really want to know him, you got to stop thinking about him, because the thinking about him is keeping you away from knowing him.
So I don't know him because I read the Bible?
Yes. You just know about him, but you don't know him.
So I'm like a Saul before a Paul experience, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
See, Saul, he knew the Bible really well. I mean, verbatim, actually. But Paul, you know, when
have you
experience on the road to Damascus, his eyes were open and he was enlightened to the Messiah.
Yeah.
So,
and that's what's going to happen.
You're enlightened, does that mean I don't need to read the Bible no more? Or is the Bible just for... I don't understand, Jesse. What are you trying to say?
The Bible is pointing you back. It's like a roadmap to the word made flesh that's written on your heart. It's inside
of
you.
Jeremiah 31.
It's in you already. But by you holding on to all the scriptures, you're never going to know the words that are written in your heart.
Well, it's not actually me holding on to the scriptures because, like you said, they're written in my heart. So,
but they're in your head right now. They're in your head right now. You need to forget about thinking about God. Stop thinking about him.
Wow.
And then you shall know him.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Really? I mean, so...
Have you noticed that people who remember scriptures and quote scriptures are evil people? They have no peace. All people that are there.
Well, I'll be. Didn't know that.
Yeah. You ever seen one person that know the Bible, whether they read it one time through and through or 100 times through and through, they still are wicked at heart.
So should I spend my time in the world watching pointless things that bring nothing but division?
No.
Or should I focus on things that bring peace?
You should spend your time paying attention to what's happening inside of you. And to know that you're not your thoughts, you're not the feelings, and be aware.
Oh, I know all that, Jesse.
Be aware of that and do nothing about it, and the Father will take care of you. He will get rid of the darkness, and the light will take over.
Okay.
But you got to drop all this head full of scripture, man, and keep you away from God.
But isn't it the Holy Spirit that brings this to us, you know, out of... we have to read, and then I'm not saying I don't understand what you're trying to say. So people shouldn't read the Bible?
They should read if they want, but not to remember. Let it go in one ear and out the other.
Really?
All ideas, all plans, all thoughts, all emotion must disappear if you want to know God and be one with God.
Amazing.
Amazing.
What the?
What the? Who are you, Chad?
I am a child of the Most High. How about you, Jesse?
No, you just told me who you belong to, but who are you?
A wanderer. A watchman.
You might... that's what you do, but who are you?
Who am I? Are you wanting to know, like, I'm a 73 model. I was born in 73. My grandfather was a cotton farmer, so I did enjoy your song earlier. I'm a father. I'm a father. I'm a son. Other than that, I am a vessel of the Most High.
And so you still didn't tell me who you are. You told me what you have, who you belong to, who you related to, but you still didn't tell me who you are.
I don't know how to answer that, Jesse. Who am I?
Why don't you find out by knowing who you're not? You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not your job. You're not your past. You're not your future. You're not your emotions. You're not your family. You're none of those things. Why don't you see that so you can discover who you are? Because when you see who you're not, the real you will appear.
So I'm in an identity crisis then.
100%. Every human being, I love that. Every human being is in an identity crisis.
Well, how do we remedy that, Jesse?
By paying attention within and not calling it you, so that all identities can die. In order to know who you are, you must die psychologically and emotionally from all those false identities. And that's what
Didn't
it means.
Did that happen through baptism?
No, that happens to see who you're seeing who you're not. Being aware of who you're not and not call them you anymore and die from them. The spirit of truth will cause the spirit of darkness, which are false identities, to be taken away from you, and you shall be free.
So should I identify as Christ within me?
No.
I'm still trying to figure out because I...
Don't identify with anything, anything or anyone.
Okay.
It's keeping
you...
So now I'm a clean slate.
Tell me what to write on the board, Jesse.
But you're not a clean slate yet. You will when you die from that.
So how do we die from that?
By becoming aware of those thoughts and feelings and emotions and past and future and all that. And just be aware of it, and you will die daily. When you can see what's going on inside of you and don't call it you, you shall die, and then the real you will appear, and there will be no more death. There's only one death, and that is from all those false identity crisis. You're not lonely. You're not sad. You're not suicidal. You're not depressed. You're not worried. You're none of those things. You got to drop them, Chad.
All right.
Let me know how it goes. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I don't reckon I know the silent prayer. I pray, I don't know.
Go to rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer and do it, all right?
Is that going to give me a better relationship with
100%.
With God?
100%.
What if I've got a good relationship with him now?
You don't have one with him at all.
How do you know this, Jesse?
Hold on, Chad. Hold on. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Going on in this old hair world. This is the end of hour two of Bible Thumper Thursday, December 18th, AD 2025. That's the year of our Lord, by the way, they say. And ladies, it's the Women's Forum tonight. It is the third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And it's a week before Christmas, by the way. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to call in to the JLP show to get on hold, to get on air in the third and final hour here coming right up. And after the Jesse Lee Peterson show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. By the way, you can get your not all printed with a little bit more space between the neck collar thing, neck seam, and this, hopefully. By going to jesseleepeterson.shop or going to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, where you can probably also on the rebuildingtheman.com/stores find the link to cameo.com/jesseleepeterson. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN Reports, House Republicans, or are they Republicans? have approved a narrow package aimed at lowering health care costs for some so-called Americans in the coming years, marking a so-called win for party leadership. Even as some of their members say that it falls short of addressing rising prices in 2026. Thanks, Obama, right? I believe. The House voted 216 to 211 to send the measure to the Senate, unlikely to vote on it before lawmakers leave for the holiday recess, better known as Christmas vacation, all right? It's not winter break, it's Christmas vacation, because we're a Christian nation. Anyway, House Republicans, largely ignoring the issue of expiring enhanced Obamacare subsidies that helped people afford so-called premium costs, because Obamacare increased prices, did not bring them down. Those tax credits set to expire at the end of the month, likely causing premiums to spike for tens of millions of so-called Americans next year. And thanks, Obama, for that. Not. No thanks, right? Boat strikes. At least four people killed in the latest U.S. strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat, that is, in international waters. U.S. Southern Command said the vessel, operated by a designated terrorist organization, quote-unquote, was targeted on Wednesday in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Eastern Pacific. Marks the second U.S. strike this week on an alleged drug boat in the region. At least 99 people been killed since the U.S. launched Operation Southern Spear back in September. These strikes are part of an increased U.S. military action in South America focused on Venezuela, a nation President Trump has accused of stealing U.S. oil, land, and other assets. Interesting, huh? Remember when we didn't like Valero because that was Venezuelan oil? Valero gas stations? Plus the green. It's not like the best color green anyway, the Valero stations. But shout out, this is not an endorsement, nor is it opposition. I disclaim. I'm just reminiscing on stuff, propaganda. I was propagandized into 10, 15 years ago or more. Tiny galaxy frogs. Did you hear about this? These otherworldly creatures, galaxy frogs, known for their cosmic star-speckled appearance, under threat from what Commie Nonsense describes as unethical photographers. I might show you a couple pics on the Hake Report, so tune into thehakereport.com after this Jesse Lee Peterson show. Very cool, I think. Anyway, AI is not actually impacting jobs, according to David Sachs, who's this tech guy, and I don't know if he's all right or not. He might be. And according to Commie Nonsense, many workers worrying about AI disrupting their careers, but there's no evidence that technology is doing widespread damage. Keyword widespread. It could damage your job and yours and yours and yours. But at least not yet. No widespread damage yet, they say. I don't know. Call into the Hake Report of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show or American Anchor Baby if it happened to you. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. Excuse me, 773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question is a doozy. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? My prayers go out, what do they mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chats, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Merry Christmas, y'all. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. I say Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Merry Christmas, y'all. And not only is this Merry Christmas, it is Bible Thumper Thursday.
And I got news for you. We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. No. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
What now? White people ain't got nobody acting like that. That is black. Talk about trying to be black. What now? 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly back to Chad, a first-time call out of Texas. And Chad, I forgot your question for me just before we had to put you come to a break. What was your question? You remember?
Yeah, the question I asked in the beginning was, what do you believe the mark of Cain is?
Oh, there was another one at the end.
Oh, okay. That's why I called, but I never did get the answer on that.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I think that.
I don't want to make up something. I don't know what that is because I never even think about it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing.
No, I guess I asked you about our relationship with God that you said I don't have. I was wanting to know more about that.
Oh, why do you think you have a relationship with God? Why do you think you do?
Because Jesus died for me and resurrected and said all that believe in him shall have everlasting life.
But you quote the Bible, but why do you think you have a relationship with him?
All right, I'll tell you why. Back in 2000, now you want to know, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 2006, I had a pretty bad motorcycle wreck. A lot of loss of blood. Running 90 mile an hour on the interstate, hit a paint striping crew because I was just really in a bad place at the time in the world, you know, doing bad things. But anyways, ended up on the interstate and bled out, life flighted to Parkland Hospital, and was out in a coma for about a week. When I woke up, they started doing surgeries on me. They'd already done a couple while I was out, but woke up to that physical pain, you know, that's unexplainable to people who haven't been there. And during that surgery, you know, the doctors and nurses, all the orthopedic team and staff that was in there, you know, bustling about, you know, in my moment of suffering laying there, telling me, you know, I might not wake up from anesthesia and all this. And, you know, a lot of fear in my heart over dying. And, well, I was comforted, you know, that comfort that Jesus or Yahushua speaks of in John 14, that he wouldn't leave us that he'd send us a comforter, you know. And that's the only way I can explain it, Jesse, is that through the greatest pain and suffering I've ever endured in my life, in a moment like in 1 Corinthians 15, in the twinkling of an eye, he comforted me, took away all my pain, and it was like I was being held by our Father himself. So that's why I believe I have a relationship with him. And I don't really know how to answer it any quicker than that.
Amazing. Do you believe you know God? That's what we were talking about at the end. Do you believe you know God?
The best that I can, I do. I truly do believe I know him.
And why do you believe you know him?
Because he's in my hearts and he's in my heart and thoughts.
And do you have?
I don't know. He's the only. He's the only one that's never let me down in this world.
Do you have perfect peace?
I do.
And how do you know you have perfect peace?
Because I know the opposite of that, and I've experienced that. So when I have experienced the total opposite of peace, I feel like I know when I have peace.
And what is the opposite of total of perfect peace? What do you mean by that?
Chaos, suffering, just everything, the opposite of peace, like the opposite of light, darkness, the opposite of pain.
So you don't suffer anymore?
The inward man doesn't suffer. The outer man experiences physical pain.
And so you never get angry?
I have been known to get angry, but I sin not.
Do you ever get angry?
Every once in a while, I guess I do.
And so if you have perfect peace, why would you ever get angry?
Well, why would David get angry?
If you have perfect peace, how and why would you ever get angry?
Why would Elijah not have peace?
Where is Elijah now?
You know, he was taken up in a whirlwind in a chariot, so...
And where is David?
As for exactly knowing where... Well, David's still in the ground.
I rest my case. But if you have perfect peace, why would you and how could you get angry?
Well, because of the evil in this world.
But what did it have to do with Judah?
Because I live in this world and I see the things in this world and they sometimes make me angry.
So why don't you overcome the world so you never get angry?
I do.
So that you would never get angry.
Well, I guess when that happens, it'll be in a glorified immortal body because we're in the flesh, Jesse.
But that
Paul
right?
himself that experienced the thorn in his side and torment the whole time he was in peace. So are you telling me a man can not have peace without getting angry?
If you get angry, you don't have peace.
Well, that is a true statement. But so are you saying, do I live in peace 24/7? Is that what you're asking?
I'm saying that if you have anger, you don't have peace.
Right. I agree with that.
Do you want peace?
I have peace. I'm not angry now. I have peace.
But it's still in you, though. You can be angry just like that.
Well, we're in the flesh, Jason.
What did it have to do with your peace?
Because as long as we're in the flesh, we're going to go through trials, Jesse. And sometimes when you go through trials, there's no peace in the trial.
And what
but
is the trial?
I guess as a perfect human, you know, there was only one, by the way, that could experience perfect peace all the time.
Chad.
But he promised it.
Yes, Chad, sir. You see how all the scriptures are in your way? All you
no,
do is
quote
scriptures. But you don't even have peace, but you got all the scriptures. Why don't you wonder, if I have all the scriptures, why is it I don't have perfect peace? Why haven't you wondered about that?
Are you an enemy against the scriptures, yes, sir?
Chad, why haven't you wondered about that?
Are you against scripture?
Why haven't you wondered about, I have all these scriptures in my head, and yet I have no...
They're not in my head, they're in my heart.
No, they're not.
No. Yeah, they are.
They're in your head.
Can you see my heart, Jesse?
They're in your head.
Can you see my heart, Jesse?
Yeah.
What does it look like to you?
Anger.
Since you're in there poking around, what do you see?
Anger.
Amazing.
Amazing. Do you want to overcome anger so you can have perfect peace?
You want to overcome anger to have perfect peace.
I don't have anger. Do you want to overcome?
But you're quarreling like a woman at the moment, like a beta.
Okay. That means that you're satisfied with what you have then, right?
Well, I mean, we could talk about our mama.
No, no, no.
Makes you happy.
No, no, no. Are you happy with what you have right now?
I am, actually. Yes.
Okay. You're right then. I say no more.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, man.
Happy holidays.
Oh, you don't even say Merry Christmas?
I don't celebrate pagan holidays.
Oh, so you don't celebrate Christmas?
I do not.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Do you celebrate Easter?
I do not. I celebrate Passover.
Are you Jewish?
No, sir.
Oh, do you celebrate your birthday?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, to you, happy holiday for you, but Merry Christmas from me to you, all right?
Well, happy holidays to y'all.
All right. Thank you, Chad.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. Josh, you are on the air.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right. I was calling to comment about the assignment for the week and then answer the biblical question.
The assignment this week is, what was the assignment?
Just to catch the first thought and stop it there. Don't go down the rabbit hole to the other thoughts.
And what do you got to say about that? Absolutely. Catch the first thought and don't go with any other.
Right. It seems like I'm failing at it more than I'm succeeding at it.
Meaning what?
And that most of the time, it the thoughts lead to other thoughts, and I just kind of go down the rabbit hole with them.
And why?
And it I'm not 100% sure. It may be just for the thrill. Probably for the thrill of it, but it sometimes seems practical as well, you know, like wanting to know something or.
But you're never going to know anything with thoughts.
Right. But so for like practice, so for something practical, like this isn't about practical stuff. This is about like, feel good stuff.
This is about psychological, emotional thoughts. Either good feeling thought or bad feeling or false feeling and whatever. I'm not talking about you got to get in your car to go to work or in your truck to go on the road or what you're going to have for dinner. Those are practical thoughts. I'm talking about psychological, emotional thoughts.
Okay. So, like listen, when I listen to the Hake Report, just to kind of get the news, a lot of thoughts pop in my head from the things I hear him say and the conversations that he has about news and what's going on. And would that be practical to try to understand, you know, what this politician is doing or what his life is like?
Why would it be practical to try to understand? Why don't you just let it go in one ear and out the others and let understanding be given to you by God, by the truth? Why do you need to try? Okay. You can't make yourself understand anything.
It seems practical, but it's actually a thrill is what it is. That's probably where it's hanging me up at. Like knowing, like understanding things about
when Hake is giving you the news, the Hake news and not the fake news, and you're listening. Mm-hmm. why not just listen and let it go through one ear and out the other? Why do you listen to the devil telling you what that means?
Suppose I'm trying to apply it to my life or get something out of it or apply it to my life or so.
When you say you're trying to, who are you referring to?
I meant it in a practical way. Like how can I use this practical information to apply to my life?
Who are you referring to?
Okay, I guess that's the devil that I'm thinking is me, but it's actually the devil.
So you're referring to the devil when you're referring to you?
Yeah, I thought it was me. I thought we're dealing with practical, real world stuff. But it seems like that gets blended in with the ego.
Meaning what?
Like knowing information about how I should vote or where I should live or where I should work gets blended in with discerning information about comparing myself to other people when there is no me to compare to other people, you know. So I see the trap that comes out of that.
And you compare yourself with others or to others?
I don't know if it's comparing, if I'm seeing that, okay, I'm getting, it's kind of like when I understand, getting an understanding that, okay, I'm that way, because we're kind of all alike, and so if you see something in somebody else, I see, that's also in me as well, so it's kind of a form of, that's what fellowship is for, to interact with other people and see, okay, he's having that issue, and I see that he responded this way. I see I do the same thing. So you kind of get to know yourself by understanding other people. Like with that last caller, you know, I see that spirit in me as well of wanting to, it's like a rebel spirit in me as well, and there's conflict and. And so that's a way of getting to know yourself better.
Amazing. So that's what you're getting from the assignment?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like I'm failing at it because, I'm not 100% sure I'm doing it in a way, but it's like you can't force yourself to not it's too many thoughts coming too fast to not slip up and go with one. I'm not judging myself when I do fail. I'm used to failing at these assignments. Every assignment you give, it's like, man.
It's like the more you give, the more I want.
Hey, and that's another one, man. Music. There's a lot of music in my head, okay? And I get the thought, what is that lyric saying? And then I'll go Google that lyric.
Are you serious?
Sometimes.
Is you crazy?
that's Barry White who sings that song you were just singing. I was like, you can easily go Google Barry White and see when did he die? How many kids did he have? You know, what was his, like, where is he from, New York or New Chicago?
Why do you care about that, period? Why would you want to know all that?
You know, it, yeah, it, it's just a thrill. It's not me that want to know that.
So why would you hear a song? Why would you go to Google and figure out all that? What's the purpose?
To learn about people.
Why?
You know? Is to, you know, like I was saying, it's just to see you. It's probably just a thrill.
Why you hear song? When I hear what I was just saying, that song, the more you give, the more I want. Can't get enough of your love, babe. No, no.
Right.
My mind made up.
My dad used to listen to that all the time. My dad, like, why are you your love,
babe? I tried and I tried and I tried. Can't get enough of your love, babe. No, no. But that doesn't make me want to go to Google and find out anything about Barry White.
Yeah. I just know my dad listened to that song. And, you know, it is your the way when you was, I learned a lot about, the music from back then. It kind of tells you about society back then. And
but let me tell you this, because of time,
okay.
You want to respond to the biblical question.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
people say, my prayer go out, what does that mean?
I say it's just a false sense of security. It's just a feel-good thing that people say to feel good when it's serving the ego. Because I know my prayer can't affect, have no effect on, you know, nothing. So it's just, it's like playing God. I say it's like playing God, saying, insinuating that my prayers can have an effect on somebody else's life, you know.
Amazing. Oh, I appreciate that. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Okay, man.
Hate said that his whole show is looking up stuff about people.
That isn't right. That's all. That's what everybody's doing. Everybody's on Google. Everybody's Googling Wikipedia. Everybody's constantly Wikipedia and every. Yeah, that's a big part of society nowadays.
That's another drug.
Yeah, it's a total drug.
So your show is all about looking up people stuff?
Yep. Josh and Hake, two peas in a pod.
What a beta.
Yeah.
Alpha.
Thank you, Josh. Because of time,
thank you, man.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
All right. Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Speaking of prayer, and this is from Grok, an ex-witch says Christians are the only ones that don't take prayer seriously, highlighting their level of power and authority. They just don't use it. Watch this from X.
Prayer is one of those things that everybody takes seriously but Christians. I was always praying on the other side. Always praying. So prayer in terms of speaking with reverence to something unseen.
Okay.
Right? And trusting that what you're speaking to can come through for you, mm-hmm. help you, protect you, whatever else. I think I was into a bit of African spirituality, so there's definitely a lot of ancestral prayer there as well. Consistently. Mm-hmm. Because I understood inherently that there are other forces that need permission, right, to work. And by praying, I'm allowing that to come through.
Mm-hmm.
Christians also have authority through prayer to change things.
That's good.
But they won't open their mouths to speak.
Well, I got a mouth and I can pray. I got a mouth and I can pray. And if I fail to pray and my soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. When Derek told me about this story, I thought all thoughts are all lies all the time. I thought the witch would be white. I didn't think of a black witch. But then she saw Africans, so black witches are in Africa, that's for sure, and Louisiana.
Haitians. Are they Haitians? Or are they just New Orleans witches?
I don't know if they're Haitian, but I know they're black, and I know they're witches.
Scary.
And they be doing the voodoo stuff, like now they going, no.
Why do they call her an ex-witch? She looked still like a witch. Seemed like, based on her
like
talking. Yeah. Sounded more than looked.
Matthew 26:41 says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And one day we're going to tell you what that means. It's amazing. KATV is reporting. There's a female by the name of Samantha Fornecki. 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 Whatever. Fulnecky. How do you pronounce that? Fulnecky. What?
Fulnecky.
Fornecki.
Fulnecky.
Fornecki. 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 A psychology junior, at the University of Oklahoma, has gained national attention after receiving a zero grade for citing the Bible in an opinion-based essay on gender binary labels. Watch this from KATV.
Adam Smith, Samantha says that she's been receiving hate comments on social media for citing God as a source in her essay, but she's staying strong, and this is her story. It's the 650-word essay on gender binaries for a 2000-level psych class at OU based on opinion, which received a zero grade for bringing God into the discussion. Now the pre-med student who brought her paper to the governor sharing what she's learned.
My main goal in this is to encourage other Christians to stand up for their beliefs.
Samantha Fulnecky says she received a perfect grade on every assignment in the online course she says is taught by two teaching assistants, until this one.
I didn't know that the TA was transgender or about his personal beliefs or anything like that. I just did the assignments and turned them in and went about my day. So there hadn't been any tension in the past until we were asked to do an assignment over this topic.
She says school administration decided not to change the zero on the assignment, but it won't be counted towards her final grade. Now the student who's Comanche, hoping to be a pediatrician in a Native American hospital, is receiving both praise and hate from the masses.
A lot of people have taken things from the Bible and twisted it against me. And just saying things about, like, how I'm going to hell and my judgment will await me one day.
Samantha has now caught the attention of the Oklahoma Freedom Caucus. Why is this from KTV? Oh, break time. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, we'll finish that. Your Super Chats and your calls. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Line and stretch off on Pure.net. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake Report. .com from 9 to 11 a.m. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And the latest form tonight, tonight, the last one for the year for the Thursday night meeting. Amazing. Third Thursday of the month for ladies only. Come on down, ladies. We're going to have a hootenanny of a time, and check out Punchy TV, a brand new episode of Punchy's TV. You can podcast. It was amazing. And a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv tomorrow at 11 a.m. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had a fun conversation with Pastor Chrissy Miles. And Chrissy is a pastor at Influence Church and the co-founder of Miles Media, Inc. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that human beings are in a fallen state?
We were all born into sin, but the good news is that we can be born again.
Anyone that has anger or evil, they play God.
When you can fix the heart issue, then you can fix the acts of the flesh. Your behavior is just a byproduct of the things that you believe.
God and Christ, Christ over man, man over woman. Every time the man listens to a woman, he suffers.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. It was a fun conversation. You don't want to miss it. You can become a member of the Fallen State and support it there on the FallenState.tv. And then Locals, Jesse Lee Peterson, or Locals.com. Amazing. Thank you for your support. I just want to quickly play this last soundbite with Samantha Fournecki. Says that she got an F, a complete zero on her grade for reciting the Bible, according to KTAV. Here's Samantha, has now caught attention of the Oklahoma Freedom Caucus. Watch this.
Fournecki has caught the attention of the national spotlight and the attention of the Oklahoma Freedom Caucus.
It's about a state-funded, taxpayer-funded institution allowing their faculty members to abridge or impede a student's right to express their faith.
The teaching assistant says Fournecki did not provide empirical evidence to back her claims using a proven psychological scientific methodology. Now the TA is put on paid administrative leave, and Fournecki says they will not grade her work in the future.
I pointed out that I didn't say anywhere that I needed evidence, and his response was, no, that's the grade you deserve.
Now, State Senator Shane Jett is demanding a meeting with the OU president for what he calls a war on faith on this campus.
Amazing. Hey, I didn't know. I wonder why Fournecki wanted to get a job at an Indian hospital. And you say she's part Indian.
Yep, she's Comanche.
How did you know that?
That's what the news report said. I have good listening skills every now and then.
And she's a half-breed.
It must be, because Fournecki doesn't sound very Comanche to me, and she looks a little bit white, but not completely.
And she looked like Indian.
To me.
Happy, that's all I ever heard. Happy, I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born.
Great song, so I guess.
She's a half-breed.
Yeah, I think. Like,
I thought she was just a regular white girl.
They're very deceiving.
And you said that that's not even white girl hair.
Right.
She had Indian hair.
To me.
Really?
Looked like it to me.
Well, white people should know their own.
I suppose I might.
Amazing. Darren says she's his type.
Wow.
My black producer.
He likes mixed girls.
Evidently. Because he's black on the outside, but white on the inside. Small coon on the inside.
You can tell he still is part black because on Punchy TV, he was trying to pull the white card from Kurt. He was trying to take Kurt's white card away from him. I'm like, whites don't have cards. That's a black thing to have cards.
He said only he can mix race or race mix. What the? But anyway, what do you think about the idea she got a zero, if it's true, on her grade because she cited the Bible?
That would be a sort of a vindictive move by a transgender unreasonable TA.
Sure would.
You know, shout out. I can understand it.
But I don't know, other than parents don't love their children, the reason they keep sending them to public school, they don't love their children, because if they love their children, they would not be sending them to a public school.
Yeah.
Knowing what's going on.
Why support these degenerate places?
So you can't blame the school, because they know the parents going to send them anyway. It was like when they had the Chinese virus thing.
Yep.
And the teachers admitted that the kids had to stay home because of the virus. And the teacher said, when the parents were complaining, these kids been at home too long. Some teachers were saying that the parents were just mad because they used the schools as a babysitting service.
Daycare, yep, exactly.
Remember that?
It was eye-opening on many fronts.
Yeah, I didn't know how much parents didn't love their children.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Super chat.
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, SeekerBot3 saying, right now, Jesse, you're focused on hate reading this message while also aware of other experiences, what you can see, thoughts in your mind, background sounds. If that makes sense, you're the one directing your focus, or are you the one directing your focus toward some things rather than others? Asks Seeker.
Not at all. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. And of ourselves, we know nothing. Good question, though, but no, I'm not.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Lalo over on the X live stream, I sympathize with you. That's my answer to the biblical question, what they mean.
When they say, my prayers go out.
That means I sympathize with you.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, Lalo. Anthony L. with a dumbbell thing with the ones that you can load up. Very nice, Lalo.
Thank sticker. You. Very nice. Amazing.
Lin Yen Shin, 6773. None but God can create, for original definition, is from out of nothing. The original definition of create means out of nothing you create. People can't extract anything from nothing, but God can, for God is absolute. However, white baby engineers construct greatness.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank
Appreciate
you for the clarification.
That. Yeah, thank you.
Fazul, I built a chimney. Santa coming. Merry Christmas. Classic.
Merry Christmas. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony from California said black people don't have chimneys.
I know. That's crazy. Huh? Tony doesn't have a chimney on his apartment.
Terrible.
If he has an apartment, he may live in a truck.
He gets coal for Christmas based on his call yesterday on the Hake Report.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a mess. Pastor Chatelet gifted 111 gold pills on pilled.net. Gestapo, a beta male with a timid voice. I said it. LOL. Amazing.
Thank you.
He's attacking your caller.
Who?
Gustavo. He called him Gestapo instead of Gustavo.
Oh, don't attack. He's working on himself, man. Thank you, though. Appreciate
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Yeah.
Fire and tarnation from him. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Nikki bought 5. Peace is our true state of being, but we pull ourselves out of it when we enter into a thought. Catch the first thought and you're free. It's that simple. Be still and know you've always been at peace. Lightly tan white hands praying emoji.
Thank you. That's amazing. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sion, Jesse, you're so strong at your age. Heart eyes. the ham hocks back in Alabama done you good for your chest physique.
That's right.
My second man ain't got no chest hair to save his life. Try the brioche bun with almond butter or the peanut butter and hot dog with Punchy's coffee. You'll like it.
Good. You all have not eaten until you have hot dog, one bun, and put peanut butter on it. Oh, my God. Peanut butter with hot dog. You can boil it, or some people like to fry it, but you can boil it and just fold the bread with peanut butter. Oh, Lord.
My mouth is watering.
It is so good. Make me want to run home right now and make one. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Sion. Amazing.
Yes, thank you, Sion.
And Sion has two lovers.
Is it brioche or brioche?
And she loved them both the same.
Probably brioche.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion.
Thank you, Sion, with your two lovers. Mike Young, hey, Jesse, that song was one, meaning I liked it. Plus, 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 plus.
Oh, right on. Greg's, thank you.
Greg's song.
I think most people liked it, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Nice.
Jamie bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Everyone, please remember to donate as little or as much as you can to so-and-so this holiday. God bless God's children and Merry Christmas to all.
Thank you for donating to Bond. We need your help to help others. Help us to help others. We helped you, so give back so we can help others around the world. Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio. Tempting is very different from testing, says Calvin. Satan tempts you to do evil. God tests you to strengthen your faith, provide growth and education, and demonstrate your faith and dependence on him.
That is not true at all. God doesn't test you, nor does he tempt you at all, period. All that's from evil. And people call that God. But God does not tempt you, and he does not test you. You're free. You are free. It is done. Just live. Amazing. Thank you.
Calvin from Ohio, yet another coffee. James 1:12, blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. God tested Job to see how deep his faith was. God tested Abraham to reveal and strengthen his faith. That is why he is called the father of faith. Again, you have shown your lack of knowledge of the scriptures, but call yourself a pastor.
Okay. Okay, if you want to believe God tests you, go right ahead on. You have a right to be lost and to be wrong. But God does not test you, and God does not tempt you. I promise you that. Amazing. Thank you.
BQA from No Mo Thoughts. So many things in this sentence about what do people mean when they say, my prayers go out.
Oh, okay, the Bible thought, okay.
But it's pretty evil, says No Mo Thoughts. So many things, but it's pretty evil. They're saying something bad happened, and they need to remind God of what would be good, asks No Mo Thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills on pill.net. Jan Hus, John Wycliffe, and William Tyndale would like to have a word with Cletus the slack-jawed yokel, says Pastor Chatelet.
Who would have thought?
I think it may have to do with the guy who said that there are 500 books of the Bible, translations of the Bible.
Oh.
And he's the King James only guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who can't tell whether he has perfect peace or not.
Right.
Shout out.
Thank you all. That's my guess. Shout out. I appreciate it.
10 gift memberships from Walking Roscoe on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube channel.
Amazing. Thank you.
Chris, Jesse, something just hit me when you were talking about God doesn't cause us pain. We make our own pain by not following the path he already carved out for us. Mind blown emoji. It's kind of like a maze. If you turn the wrong way, you're blocked. Take the route that's given and you'll make it to the other side.
It's interesting in that the pain that you do have is from evil, and the pain you are having is not even happening to you. It's happening to the ego, the false you, but because you believe so much that the false you is you, you think you're having pain. So God doesn't create pain. The real you is not even having pain. That's why you must die from the false you. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Chris. Also from Roy M, that is, new biblical question. When my massa say he's sick, I say, yes, a massa, we sick. What does that mean?
I like that. When my massa say he's sick, I say, yes, a massa, we sick. Amazing. Thank you.
Gabriel, morning. Speaking of Bible morning. Thumpers, have a very religious coworker. She has more judgment than any other coworker I know. Reading the word doesn't make you know God, but I can now see she can't help her anger.
Yeah.
So I don't judge her. I just react to her with perfect peace. My younger years, I would have taken her spite personally, he says.
Yeah, when you have understanding, it is impossible to judge anyone for anything. You cannot judge when you have understanding. That's for sure. Thank you.
Did you hear George Floyd is having a movie made about him? Lord, not George, Lord, not another George movie, Lord. Keep it pithy. I hear Jesse now, says Gabriel.
Where's George now? He did. Amazing. Thank you.
Taylor L. says, JLP Christmas album when?
It's coming soon. Jingle Bell. Amazing.
Rick from Oregon. How is it going, Sticker, with a fox or cute dog, fox-looking dog?
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. And on Buy Me a Coffee, Hannah is 6. Amazing. Merry Christmas, everyone. And thank you, Jesse and crew. Christmas tree emoji.
And Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Ted Ott, if that's how it's pronounced. Jesse, regarding Rob Reiner, how big of a dirtbag, I'll say, do you have to be for your own kid to kill you? Amazing.
That's amazing. But all children hate their parents.
Why are you laughing? Wait.
It's just the way it is. Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Amazing. Let me go to the first time caller, Louis, out of South Florida. Louis, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Louis.
So, yeah, first time caller.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I am on my AirPods.
Take your AirPod off, man.
All right, hold on.
What the?
Can you hear me better now?
I sure can. Did he tell you not to use iPod or anything like that?
I think that he told me maybe to stay on the headset, maybe.
No, he didn't tell you that. But go ahead, because of time. Go ahead.
All right. So I've been in a very dark place as of late. I have been screwed over by literally every single woman in my life, including my own mother. And I remember that I was at the gym lifting my weights, and then I just came across one of your videos. One of your videos popped up, right? And I think that you were giving a talk at a university or an event. I forgot which one it was. But then you were talking about forgiving the mother and then forgiving the father for not protecting you from your mother. Growing up, my dad was always working all the time, so I rarely saw him. So I was always with my mom. And my mom did raise me in a very feminine way. Talk about your feelings, journal. It's okay to cry. You know, girls like nice guys, all that crap. I'm sorry, all that stuff. That it turned out not to be so true, right? Even today, when I had my family, like I met a girl at the gym. We had two children together. She ended up leaving me because I was working too much and I was emotionally neglecting her, even though she was a stay-at-home girlfriend. My mother, even at that time, because I didn't have that much money and I was working literally all the time, she would tell me things like, well, you need to provide more. You need to give her allowances. And, if you don't make enough money, then you have to find out other ways to make money. Like, even if you have to sell yourself, like, you have to do it because you have to take care of your woman. So things of that nature, alongside a lot of the things that she did to me when I was a child, I find it very, very hard to forgive her. And I just wanted some guidance on that.
Your mother is evil. And because of that, you now resent her. You're angry at her, so you just like her. You think like her. You feel like her. Your heart is wicked like your mother. Your mother could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. You must forgive her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you, for screwing up my life. I realize now you can help yourself. Don't ask for forgiveness. Don't do anything like that. God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He can help himself. And start doing the silent prayer. And I want you to know that all thoughts and emotions are lies. There's no such thing as a true thought and a true emotion. So let it go and just work on you. And this woman, this ex-girlfriend or what, be done with her. Don't contact her. Be through with her, done with her, and just work on you. And I promise you, you will have a clear mind and perfect peace.
It's a little hard because we have two children together.
I understand. And do she live with you or her?
Well, she used to live in my house, and then she moved out to live with her mom.
And did the kids go with her, or are they there with you?
No, they are 3 and 2.
Do they live with you?
No, they live with her. She took them.
And so, but then let her have them, and you just work on you. Stay to yourself, and never, ever, ever, as long as you walk this planet, never give another woman a dime. Don't give your girlfriend any money, because they'll see you as weakness when they can do that. Do not give money. You may have to pay some child support. I now realize that. But other than that, don't give money. Don't beg. And do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And just do that, and you'll be fine. But stay away from your mother. Don't have anything to do with her. Once you forgive her, do not have anything to do with her at all. She is your enemy and not your friend.
The other thing, Jesse, that I wanted to say, it's very interesting how you just touched on this, that when you just said to not give women any more money. I got another girlfriend after my last girlfriend left me. And I tried to live with her. She seemed like a nice woman at first. But then later it turned out that she wanted me to pay for all of her things.
Of course.
Like, right? Like, she just wanted to be a quote-unquote housewife. And then she got really, really mad when I told her that I was not going to be giving her about anywhere between $3,000 to $4,000 a month.
Whoa.
Just so she could. Yeah, she told me that she was a high-maintenance woman. So I told her, yeah, no, I'm not going to pay for that. When I told her that, she told me that, well, she would insult me literally every single day. Like, she would call me very, very nasty names, like the N-word, the F-word, like all of these things, right?
Yeah.
And once I just wanted to stick around because I just didn't
know. Come back to your phone. I can't, Lewis, because of time.
Yes.
Are you able to call me back tomorrow?
Sure, I'll do it.
Okay, I want to finish up this conversation. Very interesting. Can they turn the music down on my end? Okay. I want to finish the conversation. Call me tomorrow. When they answer on my end, let me know I told you to call back, and I'll take your call right away.
All right, thank you, Jesse.
But for that lady you're with now, move away from her and don't give her a dime and have nothing to do with her. Give her the finger.
Well, no, I'm not with her anymore. She called the cops on me, and because of that, now I have a permanent record because she falsely accused me of violence.
Accuse you of what?
She falsely accused me of domestic violence, and now I can't even have a job.
Wow. Call me tomorrow. I'll show you how to work this out, all right?
All right,
call me back tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Bye.
All right. I am so out of time. What a mess, huh? Consulting with thoughts. You go from one woman to another because the devil says this is better. It's all a lie. I am out of time, folks. Mike out of California. Ashley out of Nevada. Rick from Virginia. Larry from Indiana. I am so out of time, y'all. I don't even know where I'm at right now. Get on the straight and narrow path, folks, and just stay there and stay there and stay there. right. Lightning in you. Do the silent prayer. Be still and know the truth. All thoughts are all lies, all the time, about anything. Have a good day, y'all. Bye. Thanks for your support and well, the Super Chat. We'll finish those tomorrow. Put your hand up and if the Lord is willing. See y'all tonight, ladies, at 7 p.m. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?